Helena Petrovna von Hahn, more popularly known as Madame Blavatsky or HPB, came from a noble family in the Ukraine. Her father, Peter von Hahn, was a descendant of German nobility, while her mother, Helena Andreyevna Hahn, came from one of the oldest families of Russian nobility and was also a celebrated novelist. As a child, she would often have visions and displayed clairvoyance, as well as other metaphysical phenomena. Years later, she travelled throughout Europe and the Middle East, studying under various teachers and Sufi saints. She met her teacher, an Indian yogi named Master Maurya, in London, who later directed her to go to New York in the United States. Once there, she founded the Theosophical Society. In 1885, she started to write The Secret Doctrine, which was finally published 3 years later in 1888. The Secret Doctrine has been acknowledged by many as one of the most remarkable books in the world. It is considered to be the Bible of Theosophy, a source book of the esoteric tradition that outlines the fundamental tenets of the secret doctrine of the past ages. Published as two volumes during her lifetime, The Cosmogenesis and Anthropogenesis, The Secret Doctrine explains the origin and evolution of the universe and of humanity through an account of root races dating back millions of years. Although the writer of The Secret Doctrine, Madame Blavatsky, often expressed that she was only the compiler of ancient wisdom that was passed on to her, the true authors of the work were her teachers, the Mahatmas or Great Souls, who were the guardians of the secret wisdom of the ages. Today on Between Master and Disciples, we invite you to listen to excerpts from The Secret Doctrine. The first excerpt, Cosmic Evolution, explains the origin of the universe taken from the stanzas of the sacred Tibetan's book of Dzogchen. The second excerpt, on Quan Chi Yin and Kuan Yin, details the origin and symbolism of Quan Chi Yin and Kuan Yin, or Avalokiteshvara.
The eternal parent or space, wrapped in her ever invisible robes or undifferentiated cosmic matter, had slumbered once again for seven eternities or eons. Time was not, for it lay asleep in the infinite bosom of duration. Universal mind was not, for there were no Ahi or celestial beings to contain it.
The seven ways to bliss or nirvana were not. The great causes of misery were not, for there was no one to produce and get ensnared by them. Darkness alone filled the boundless all, for father, mother and son were once more one, and the sun had not awakened yet for the new wheel, or world, and his pilgrimage thereon.
The seven sublime lords, or the seven creative spirits or hierarchy of archangels, and the seven truths had ceased to be, and the universe, the sun of necessity, was immersed in Parinirvana, or absolute perfection, to be outbreathed by that which is and yet is not, naught was. The causes of existence had been done away with, the visible that was and the invisible that is rested in eternal non-being, the one being.
Alone, the one form of existence stretched boundless, infinite, causeless, in dreamless sleep, or one of seven states of consciousness, and life pulsated unconscious in universal space. Throughout that all presence, which is sensed by the open eye of the Dhangma, or purified soul. But where was the Dhangma, or purified soul, when the Alaya, or soul of the universe, was in Paramata, or self-consciousness, and the great wheel was Anupadaka, or the Dhyana Buddhas, the one merged with the Absolute?
Stanza 2. Where were the builders, the luminous sons of Manvantaric dawn, or the real creators of the universe, in the unknown darkness in their Ahi Parinishpana, or the Absolute, the producers of form from no form, the root of the world, the Deva Matri, or cosmic space, and Svabhavat, or essence, the root of all things, rested in the bliss of non-being.
Where was silence? Where there is to sense it? No, there is neither silence nor sound, naught save ceaseless eternal breath, which knows itself not. The hour had not yet struck, the ray had not yet flashed into the germ, the Matripadma, or Mother Lotus, had not yet swollen. Her heart had not yet opened, for the one ray to enter, thence to fall, as three or triangle, into four or quaternary, into the lap of Maya, or illusion.
The seven sons were not yet born from the web of light. Darkness alone was father, mother, Svabhavat, or essence, the root of all things, and Svabhavat was in darkness. These two are the germ, and the germ is one. The universe was still concealed in the divine thought and the divine bosom.
Stanza 3. The last vibration of the seventh eternity thrills through infinitude. The mother swells, expanding from within without, like the bud of the lotus. The vibration sweeps along, touching with its swift wing the whole universe and the germ that dwelleth in darkness, the darkness that breathes over the slumbering waters of life.
Darkness radiates light, and light drops one solitary ray into the mother deep. The ray shoots through the virgin egg. The ray causes the eternal egg to thrill and drop the non-eternal germ, which condenses into the world egg. Then the three, or triangle, fall into the four, or quaternary. The radiant essence becomes seven inside, seven outside. The luminous egg, which in itself is three, curdles and spreads in milk-white curd, or the Milky Way, throughout the depths of Mother, the root that grows in the depths of the ocean of life.
The root remains, the light remains, the curds remain, and still, O Ieyohu, or Father, Mother of the Gods, is one. The root of life was in every drop of the ocean of immortality, and the ocean was radiant light, which was fire, and heat, and motion. Darkness vanished and was no more. It disappeared in its own essence, the body of fire and water, or father and mother.
Behold, O Lanu, or student, the radiant child of the two, the unparalleled refulgent glory, bright space, a son of dark space, which emerges from the depths of the great dark waters. It is O Ieyohu, the younger, or the new life. He shines forth as the sun. He is the blazing divine dragon of wisdom. The one is four, and four takes to itself three, and the union produces the Sapta, or seven, in whom are the seven which become the Tridasa, or the hosts and the multitudes. Behold him lifting the veil and unfurling it from east to west. He shuts out the above and leaves the below to be seen as the great illusion. He marks the places for the shining ones, or stars, and turns the upper, or space, into a shoreless sea of fire, and the one manifested into the great waters.
Where was the germ, and where was now darkness? Where is the spirit of the flame that burns in thy lamp, O Lanu, or student? The germ is that, and that is light, the white, brilliant sun of the dark, hidden father. Light is cold flame, and the flame is fire, and fire produces heat, which yields water, the water of life in the great mother, or chaos. Father, mother, spin a web whose upper end is fastened to spirit, the light of the one darkness, and the lower one to its shadowy end, matter. And this web is the universe spun out of the two substances, made in one, which is Svabhavat, or the essence, the root of all things.
It, or the web, expands when the breath of fire, or the father, is upon it. It contracts when the breath of the mother, or the root of matter, touches it. Then the suns, or the elements of their respective intelligences, dissociate and scatter, to return into their mother's bosom at the end of the great day, and re-become one with her. When it is cooling, it becomes radiant, and the suns expand and contract through their own selves and hearts. They embrace infinitude. The Svabhavat, or essence, the root of all things, sent Fohat, or the builder of the builders, to harden the atoms. Each is a part of the web or universe, reflecting the self-existent Lord. Like a mirror, each becomes in turn a world.
Stanza 4. Listen, ye sons of the earth, to your instructors, the sons of the fire. Learn, there is neither first nor last, for all is one, number issued from no number. Learn what we who descend from the primordial seven, we who are born from a primordial flame, have learnt from our fathers.
From the effulgency of light, the ray of the ever darkness, sprung in space the reawakened energies, the one from the egg, the six and the five, then the three, the one, the four, the one, the five, the twice seven, the sum total, and these are the essences, the flames, the elements, the builders, the numbers, the arupa or formless, the rupa or with bodies, and the force of divine man, the sum total. And from the divine man emanated the forms, the sparks, the sacred animals, and the messengers of the sacred fathers within the holy four.
This was the army of the voice, or the prototype, the word, the divine mother of the seven. The sparks of the seven are subject to, and the servants of, the first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh of the seven. These sparks are called spheres, triangles, cubes, lines, and modulars. For thus stands the eternal Nidana, or the 12 Nidanas are the causes of existence, the Oieahu, or the father-mother of the gods, which is
darkness, the boundless, or the no number, Adinidana Svabhavat, or the mystic essence, the root of all beings, the circle, or the boundless circle, the Adisanat, or the holy aged, the number, for he is one, the voice of the Lord Svabhavat, or essence, the root of all things, the numbers, for he is one and nine, the formless square.
And these three, enclosed within the circle, or the boundless circle, are the sacred four, and the ten are the arupa, or formless universe. Then come the suns, the seven fighters, the one, the eighth left out, or the sun, and his breath, which is the light maker. Then the second seven, who are the lipika, or scribes, produced by the three, or word, voice, and spirit. The rejected sun, or the sun, is one. The sun's sons are countless. Thank you, harmonious viewers, for your company today for Between Master and Disciples. Join us again next Wednesday for part two of From the Secret Doctrine, Cosmic Evolution, and on Quan Chi Yin and Quan Yin. For now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. We wish you abundant blessings and love from God.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.